This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle, 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For AM 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Madison police provided an update on Monday's school shooting at Abundant Life Christian School, where three people, including the shooter, were killed and six people were hurt. With more, here's Civic Media's Savannah Tomei Olson.
Madison police say they've moved on to the investigation phase. In a press conference, they also offered a big correction, saying it was a second grade teacher who called 911, not a second grade student. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grade. It actually read, the call came from a second grade teacher. That was a mistake. That's my responsibility, and I apologize.
Meanwhile, rumors are running rampant on social media, and the big question is why. That's what authorities are working on right now.
Identifying a motive is our top priority, but at this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Police are still investigating what led up to the shooting. Tomorrow is expected to be the first meaningful snowfall of the season. Wisconsin has updated its 511 app. With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Did you know that you can check out real-time road conditions on an app? It's Wisconsin's 511 mobile app showing current conditions on roads across the state. You'll see categories ranging from normal to partially covered and completely covered. There are also areas showing where travel is not advised. New this year, they removed the slippery stretches and ice-covered roads. So be aware, they'll still exist, but they will not be noted in this service. 511 Wisconsin first launched 15 years ago in 2009, and the free travel information system has evolved over the years with its web and smartphone capabilities. Drivers can now access live streaming video through hundreds of traffic cameras across the state to view the road conditions yourself, spanning more than 14,000 miles of roadway. And as always, take your time and drive safe.
The Cooley region is expected to see at least a few inches of snow with tomorrow's system. We'll have more details coming up in our forecast. Wisconsin Democrats are working on a plan to prevent mass deportations. With more, here's Civic Media's Stuart J. Waddles.
There are talks at the top of the state Democratic Party about how to stop a Trump plan. Assembly Minority Leader and Racine Representative Greta Neubauer is in discussions with Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call. On WISN 12's Upfront program, Neubauer said they talked about strategies for preventing the mass deportations promised by President-elect Donald Trump. She says the conversation is, quote, nuanced, but wants to keep people in the community.
The incoming administration will be sworn in a little over a month from today. Today is the final day of meetings and committees until the end of the month for the city of La Crosse. The Police and Fire Commission will meet to discuss promotions and appointments and schedule interviews in 2025. Then the Economic and Community Development Commission will discuss applying for a grant for the Caledonia Park Place project for a total of $75,000. The City Plan Commission and Board of Public Works will meet on December 30th for the final meetings of the year. Tomorrow is expected to be the first meaningful snowfall of the season. Is your snowblower ready? With more, here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
With the snowy season underway, it's time to get your snowblowers ready. Experts say to check the scraper bar and the snowshoes to see if they need to be replaced. Then, fire it up. If it doesn't start, take a closer look. Check the cooling machine, drain the gas, and replace it with a small amount of clean and fresh fuel.
The Cooley region is expected to see at least a few inches of snow with tomorrow's system. We'll have more details coming up in our forecast. Flags will fly at half-staff today at government buildings in Wisconsin in remembrance of the school shooting victims in Madison. With more, here's Civic Media's Lisa Hale.
Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has ordered the U.S. and Wisconsin state flags to be flown at half-staff in honor of the victims of the shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. In a statement, Evers said, quote, there are no words to describe the devastation and heartbreak we feel today. He continued, as a father, a grandfather, and as governor, it's unthinkable that a kid or an educator might wake up and go to school one morning and never come home. The order will continue through Sunday, December 22nd at sunset.
Two people were killed and six others were hurt yesterday. The shooter also died of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound, according to
to police. The City of La Crosse's Public Works Board voted unanimously to expand paid parking in downtown ramps. The proposal moved $1 an hour parking from 6 a.m. until 6 p.m. Monday through Friday to 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday. According to City Council documents, the move is estimated to bring in an additional $225,000 in funds each year. The board also voted to begin issuing automatic fines twice a week for the city brewery for excessive wastewater discharge.
You can take Civic Media with you anywhere you go with the free Civic Media app. Download it now at civicmedia.us/app. From the Civic Media Newsroom in Western Wisconsin, I'm Jimmy Kuska for AM 1490 WLCX and lacrosseeagle.com.
The Bucks win the NBA Cup. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks, with a strong second half, beat the Oklahoma City Thunder by 16 points. The final 97-81. Bucks owner Wes Edens was there in Las Vegas with the team to accept the NBA Cup trophy.
It is so sweet and so great to be here. You know, last year it all happened kind of fast. We were very happy to be here. This year when they came in, they were here to do the business, finish the job, and they did it tonight.
Giannis, blocking shots, passing the ball, finished with 26 points and named the tournament's MVP.
We came out in the third quarter. We set the tone. We played great team basketball. We were moving the ball. Guys were making shots, but most importantly, we were competing defensively. The team scored only 14 points. That's who we are. We are going to improve, and we're going to stay like team because job is not done.
College football. More players leaving the Wisconsin Badgers football team. Will Pauling, their top receiver this year, announcing he's entering the transfer portal, and Badgers receiver C.J. Williams also leaving Wisconsin. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Although fans may have been disappointed with the supposed finale of Yellowstone, the show did draw good viewership. Variety reports that Yellowstone pulled in 11.5 million viewers for the series finale, making it the most watched episode in series history, according to the Paramount Network. The network reported that the season 5 premiere pulled in 16.5 million viewers, but across multiple platforms. Either way, the numbers suggest many more spinoffs. The Boys has started shooting season 5 and promises more outrageous plot lines and behavior. Series creator and executive producer Eric Kripke says that main character Homelander, played by Anthony Starr, will be all trauma, and that the character might also get a spinoff series. This will be the final season of The Boys, and if you're interested in seeing what you've been missing, check out the previous 4 seasons on Amazon Prime and prepare for a wild ride. If you're looking for a new show to binge, here's one of Pete's picks. I highly recommend The Day of the Jackal on Peacock. I just finished the series, and it didn't disappoint. The show stars Eddie Redmayne as the Jackal and Lashana Lynch as a detective chasing him across Europe. The show does not conform to stereotypical norms when it comes to likability for its characters, which is refreshing. Both lead characters are interesting, and the first season ends unapologetically and a bit shockingly. The table is set perfectly for season 2. Highly recommend. Even though Wicked is still in theaters and will continue raking in the big bucks through the holidays, there is already buzz about Wicked 2 and its title. The sequel has been named Wicked for Good. The title was revealed by Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande, who spilled the beans on their social media platforms. The film has already been shot, but Wicked fans will have to pace themselves. It doesn't open in theaters until next November. If you're a fan of the show's Baby Reindeer or Stranger Things, you might be interested in a new show that is being developed at Netflix. The Duffer Brothers, who created Stranger Things, and Veronica Tofilska, who created Baby Reindeer, are teaming up for a new show called Something Very Bad Is Going to Happen. The episodic horror series will star Camilla Marone and Adam DeMarco. If you're looking for a can't-miss film to watch over the holidays, it's probably not Netflix's new Carry On. Having said that, it is available from the comfort of your chair and is nonstop. If you can look past some plot logic, you'll probably be entertained, as there is good action and it does move along nicely. The film stars Taron Egerton as a TSA agent who is being controlled by a terrorist organization led by Jason Bateman, who gets to show his incredible range as an actor. The film Carry On got an 80% fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes, but only 60% of audiences liked it. I am definitely in the 40%, but check it out for yourself. Good premise, not so great execution. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have some snow on the way late tonight and through much of the day tomorrow. We could end up with around 2 to 4 inches of accumulation by the time it all winds down late tomorrow. Today, though, partly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 20s. Tonight, clouds increasing into the teens. Snow tomorrow with a high in the mid to upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.